Hey there, birth nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Birth Worker Podcast. You're listening to episode 131. Today, I am sharing a conversation that I had a few months ago with a woman named Ani. Ani runs Butterfly Birth Care out of Atlanta, and she is going to be talking about, or rather, we're going to be having a conversation today about juggling a doula business with parenthood and how to find the time, and really specifically too, because Ani and I are both attachment parenting style parents. So how to not only juggle starting a business and having a business with parenthood, but also with bed sharing and homeschool and those kinds of things. So if that's the kind of person you are going to love this episode. Regardless, if you are a doula who is currently juggling your doula business and parenthood, you are going to love this too. Ani is also a single mom, so she gets to share a lot of her wisdom from how she found the time and energy and space to grow her doula business while being a single mom, while also doing the things like homeschooling, attachment parenting, and all of that. So very, very cool. Definitely up my alley, and I hope it's up your alley too. All right, everyone, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm going to put all of her links in the show notes, and I will see you back here next week.
Absolutely. So this is a really funny story. People ask me this all the time. Did you always know that you wanted to be a mother? Apparently, I have very maternal qualities about my personality. Children have always been drawn to me. And the answer is absolutely not. When I was growing up, I always pictured myself as more of like, and I mean this in the best way possible, a Cruella de Vil type. So living alone and fabulous in the fashion industry. I actually went to fashion school and worked in sales for the beginning part of my life. But then I got married and had my first daughter, and she completely rocked my world. I say it all the time. I'm like, you changed everything. You gave me purpose. And I'm sorry that that's a lot of pressure on you, but it happens. And I think that happens with a lot of moms. We realized that our focus was on something that maybe wasn't truly us, or was us when we were younger in our maiden years, but then we, you know, mature and really fall into this role of motherhood. So I ended up having two children and quitting my job and becoming a stay-at-home mother for 6 years. During that time, I realized that homeschooling was our path, mostly because their father was homeschooled, so he had experience with that. And I just wanted my children to be with me all the time. I just love them, and I just didn't want to send them away. And it was just what made sense for, you know, my style of parenting, which is very, very hands-on. We're always together. But then, unfortunately, my marriage dissolved, and I ended up getting divorced and ended up as a single mother who hadn't been in the industry or, you know, working for 6 years. And so I was like, what am I going to do? How do I build a life or create a life that allows me to continue with my children in the way that is really important to me, but also, you know, pay the bills? I'll go back a little bit. When my girls were getting older, I wasn't a particularly young parent, but I was the first of my friends to have children. Where we're from, culturally, women tend to wait until their, you know, careers are in place. And, you know, I'm in my mid-30s now, and a lot of my friends are having their first child. So I kind of fell into the role of mentor just naturally, because I had already been there. I'd already done it. And I started to volunteer with parenting groups, and I always became a mentor. It just kept happening over and over again. I think maybe because I am an alternative type person. I have tattoos, I have piercings, I'm a little funky. People feel comfortable, you know, coming to me. They're like, she's not going to judge me. She probably gets judged all day long, which is totally true. So yeah, I just naturally fell into kind of like a mom mentor role. So when I was looking at going back to work, I was thinking, how can I, you know, utilize this you know, life experience to help other mothers. That's really important to me. I got my certification through Birth Arts International. I did it all online at night, zoomed through it because I was so very motivated to get it done and to start working. And then I started working. Like immediately, I started Googling doula agencies in my area, started calling them up, interviewing with them, having them, you know, send leads over to me. And it was really a like trial and error sort of thing, figuring out, okay, I can take on this many clients, but am I getting enough sleep? Am I spending enough time with my kids? Do I need a website? Do I need Instagram? Should I be, you know, trying to figure out all of the different things that I needed to do to make this business work. And when I started, it was kind of a new business, I think, in the last 3 years. So I started Butterfly Birth Care in 2021. And in the last few years, I've seen birth work really explode, people being interested in entering the birth work world for various reasons, like they're advocates or they had a difficult birthing experience or they, you know, love motherhood, just, you know, all of these different reasons. But when I started, that it wasn't like that. I really had to use Google and like my own instincts to figure out how to start my business.
That's crazy. It changed that fast. Like that was just a couple years ago, you know?
It really did. And I think that's really exciting. I think that there's enough space for everyone because there are so many different avenues in birth work. Like you could be a birth doula, you can be a postpartum doula, which is what I specialize in. You can be a lactation consultant, you can be a parenting coach, a nutrition expert. Like there's so many different ways that it can go just depending on what your interest is that I think it's beautiful. I don't feel threatened by, you know, the explosion. And I actually try my best to be someone that other new doulas can talk to about it while they're figuring it out. That's really important to me.
I have a question before you jump on. Mm-hmm. Did you choose postpartum to be your focus because of your family lifestyle and your schedule, or was it another thing that led you to choose postpartum work?
Absolutely. Well, it's twofold. Birth work just wasn't my thing. I know that there are so many people that are just so passionate about the birthing aspect, and that was never my focus. I always was focused on, okay, life after birth, baby's here, what do we do now? I feel different. I feel like a different person. Why? How do I start, you know, balancing who I was and who I am? That's always been kind of my interest. So that's one reason why I went to postpartum work. But yes, absolutely, being able to schedule out my clients and know when we're starting. Of course, you know, there's a 2-week period around their estimated due date or even more. But we have a general idea of when baby's going to be born. But I don't have to get up and run out of my kids because I don't have anyone around to watch them. And that's a very real concern, I think, for a lot of parents is like, I can't just leave my kids on a whim. So what do I do? Birth or postpartum work is perfect for that. I've never had any issues scheduling with clients. They've always been awesome and understanding. And I kind of go above and beyond to also, you know, accommodate their schedules as well.
I love this conversation already. And I know we literally are just getting started, but you know this. And my listeners, if someone's new, they might not know this, but like the majority of my community is the same type of person. It's the person who wants to spend time with their kids, wants to homeschool their kids, wants to co-sleep, bed share, like all of the like very gentle and I guess relationship type of parenting rather than sending them off to school, which is totally fine also. And I definitely see the draw to that as well. But I think what's stopping a lot of birth workers is the fact that, you know, how can I be an entrepreneur and a mom at the same time? And here, both of us are absolutely freaking crushing that, you know, homeschooling, bed sharing, like all of that. So super excited to hear more about your story. So, okay, what happened next? You took your doula training, you're starting to figure out how to build a website, and tell us more about what happens next.
Yeah. So again, I jumped in with both feet. ready to work. I'm doing this transition from, again, being a stay-at-home mom, not working, not bringing in any income, to suddenly the entire burden is on me. What do I do with my children? You know, all of those things. I will say that the most important thing, and I think we learn this like in our first year as moms, is to surrender, to just let it all go. Stop trying to control everything, because that really opens up the door for new things to come in, things you haven't thought of, you know, and also like being open with other people about, you know, what you're going through. Hey, this is where I am in my life. And even if they can't help you with practical things, because of course, you know, money, babysitting, food, all of those things are really, really important. And if people can help with that, you know, great. But that opens their ear too, to all of the possibilities. And then, so my friends and family would be, I heard about this, or, you know, I told my coworker about you, or I reposted something that you posted on your Instagram. And so then you start to bring in your community, and you start to build your community. I think, and like I said before, doula work wasn't as popular. So I couldn't go in expecting to just, there's the community already built for me. I had to create it myself. So that's the number one thing that I advise other doulas and other moms, my clients and families as well, is that you have to be proactive to find the community that you're looking for, and also to build the life that you're looking for. Being a homeschool mom, a single mom, attachment parenting, doing all of those things, it's not the norm. We are so countercultural. A funny side story, my daughters go to a co-op 2 days a week, and they were very nervous about starting it. And I was like, well, you know, why are you nervous? And my oldest daughter goes, they're going to be weird. And I was like, we're weird. Realize this, but you know, we are not normal. And I was like, I bet that when you go to the co-op, you're going to meet people that are, you know, radically building their lives, creating a new way of being and living, and, you know, making money and relating to each other and relating to their environment and their communities. And I think that's a beautiful thing.
We have so many parallels here. I'm obsessed. tell me, how old are your children now?
So I have an 8-year-old and an almost 10-year-old.
Amazing. Yeah. Yep. My daughter also goes 2 days a week, and it's never in my life did I envision that it was possible to like send my daughter somewhere 2 days a week. It's forest school, so it's outside, where it's like all of the parents are very similar to us. Cause like you said, like we are the odd ones out. And I always just thought of myself and my parenting and my life as like the odd person. Yes, I have this huge community online with a lot of people that are similar. But I became a parent through COVID. So it was like, I was just in my house. So it's like, I didn't know anybody in real life that did the kind of stuff that we did. So how fun that, yeah, I get to experience exactly what you're talking about too. I want to mention something. You opened my mind to a parallel that I have literally never thought about before in my life. And it's a parallel between birth and business, but it's the thought that like surrender is so important. But surrender doesn't mean not do anything and not care and not learn and just do what other people tell you to do and not tune into your intuition or listen to your instincts. Surrender means do all of those things, learn all of the stuff, follow your heart, tune into your intuition, like follow your gut, understand like the implications of different interventions or business related, understand what different funnels are or like what marketing is. But beyond, like you have to put in a lot of groundwork to be able to then surrender. And I just love that parallel because I'm a huge fan of going with the flow. I think going with the flow is like the ultimate skill in birth. But I also think that 99% of the people who plan to go with the flow are not actually ready to go with the flow because they want to go with somebody else's flow. They are almost, it's like a fear-based flow. And I actually think a lot of that is with business too, with business and birth work. I hear a lot about like feminine business and tune into your femininity. And I'm a huge, huge believer that we need the most beautiful blend of masculine and feminine to make all of this work. And with that is like, you need the structure, yes. And then on top of the structure, that's where we find the surrender and the flow. So I'm going to go on to make many podcast episodes about this topic because I've never thought about it before. But I just had to say thank you for that idea. Thank you.
Absolutely. I believe that 100%. Like I said, people, when they get to know me, they tend to think, you know, she's so mellow. She just, you know, things just happen to her. And it's like, no, I work and I study and I research. I'm like the master researcher. And I think a lot of people that go into birth work are similar. That's why there's so many certification programs out there, is because we want to know all the things. So I put that structure, like you said, into place so that I can then, you know, live more free flowing in other aspects of my life. So I can be gentler with myself. I can be gentler with my kids. I can be gentler with work, all of those things. But yeah, there's absolutely behind the scenes things that are going on to make that possible.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I love it. Okay. I know everybody is thinking, okay, tell us like actually tangibly, like logistically, where did you find the time? Was this your kids probably weren't napping anymore, so there was no nap time. Like, what did you stay up late? Like, tell us how it actually worked.
Yeah. So when I was getting my certification, it was after the kids were asleep, then I got on the computer and did my work. I'm a really big believer in rhythm and routine. It happens, you know, our co-op is Waldorf based and they really push that, where, you know, it's not so strict where it's like, if you're not in bed by 9, you're in trouble. But, you know, they start to get into the flow of, you know, it's time to go to bed. This is calm time. And then with homeschooling, they can get started independently. So I made that a focus of saying, you know, these are the things that you can do in the morning. You can make your own cereal. You can hang out. These are your options. These are your books, your arts and crafts, getting those sorts of things, again, structure in place so that you can then work on other things. I'm also very open with them about the work that I do. I want my girls to go on to be entrepreneurs if that's, you know, in their heart or whatever they choose to do in their careers. So I like to have them involved. So when we do markets or when we go out and promote, they're there with me. And I think a lot of my clients really appreciate that, really appreciate seeing them, knowing that, you know, my work life and my home life are not necessarily separate, that they work together. Mm-hmm. And that's how I like it. I want my life to be.
Right. And it doesn't have to be like, that doesn't mean that there's no boundaries or you're overdoing it or it's like some bad thing. I think a lot of people are scared of that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't have to be scared of that because we're not working for someone else. We don't have these like rigid rules. We have the ability to flow because, you know, we're our own bosses. So why would you want to keep it like totally separate, right? Like, I feel like the more aligned your work is, the easier it is to bring it into everything else you do, including, you know, homeschooling and teaching them about entrepreneurship and stuff like that. You know, Ani, I'm going to have to come to you in a few years because my daughter's 3. And so we're not doing any sort of structure at all at the moment. But I was just talking to my partner. He's a stay-at-home dad. And I was just talking to him. I was saying, what is there like a number in my business? Like when we hit a certain income level or when Lila, my daughter, hits a certain age, is there a time where he's going to want to like go do work again or go do projects again or, you know, go learn how to invest money or go learn how to, you know, maybe do some real estate or something? Because I'm just thinking about them right now. They just play and they do art and they have fun all day. And I'm like, I wonder if an 8 or 10 year old kid would also like to do that. And so I love that you said that you're teaching your girls to just get started on their own, you know, get breakfast on your own, start your day on your own. That's so empowering. Like, what a great life skill to help them empower themselves with that ability. So I'm just saying right here, right now, I'm going to come find you in a couple years and hire you as my mentor.
Yes, I would absolutely love that. I really believe that children are so capable. And one of the mottos of my business, something that I say to myself a lot is, you know, children are people too, babies are people too, parents are people too. So I try to treat them with that in mind, that they have this autonomy, that they can, you know, learn things, that they can figure things out, you know, with some guidance. And that's how I treat my families as well. So a lot of times when I'm there, I'm not there to you know, tell them exactly what to do. When they interview with me, you know, they get a sense of my values and they hire me based on those. So it's not like I go in there and I'm just a chameleon and I have no opinion. But a lot of times I go in and I say, you know, what do you think? What are your values? What do you guys want your home life to look like? And when they tell me, or, you know, they have to think about it a lot of times, well, once they figure it out, they start to take more control. They start to tell me, okay, you know, Ani, we would like to do this with our child, or we would like to set things up this way. And that is beautiful. That's what I always want. I never want to be there longer than I need to be. I don't need anybody to rely on me, especially in postpartum when they're very vulnerable and they're looking for someone to tell them the answers. I had a client say that she graduated, which was really funny to me, but it's like, I say, okay, you know what? We're only halfway through our contract, but I think you're good. You are good. I am here for you if you want more, but I think you're good. And also having someone say that to them, maybe for the first time, of, you know, affirming that they are capable of taking care of their own family, I think that empowers a lot of families.
I'm curious, were there any instances where you decided to make business sacrifices for your family, or vice versa, almost like family sacrifices for, you know, the long-term vision of your business? What did that, like, quote unquote, balance, or yeah, what did that dance look like where you had to sometimes choose between one or the other?
I would say the biggest sacrifice that I make is probably myself. Before I had really good boundaries, I would work too much. I would kind of work out of panic or out of a place of there's not going to be enough. There will not be another client. I have to take on every single client that comes around. And I've learned the hard way that I don't need to do that, that that's actually the worst thing that you can do for your business, that you should only, you know, work with the people that are aligned with you. When I first started this business, I did have to put my daughters in a formal public school, and it was the worst experience in the world for them. They cried every single day. I cried every single day. I never saw them. And so I had to take stock. And I think it's good and not a failure to sit and really look at, is this working for me? If not, how can I change it? What can I do to change it? You don't have to keep going down a certain path just because you started down that path. It's really, really important to just, you know, like I said, take stock of it and say, okay, does this work for who, for how long? So yeah, I think those are the biggest lessons that I learned as far as like the balance of like, what do I give up in my business to what do I give up in my family life? I also have to decide, like, do I want Butterfly Birth Care to be a huge, you know, franchise nationwide business, or am I comfortable with it being just rooted in my hometown? You know, those sorts of questions are really important, and you have to balance that against, again, your family values of what do you need? What do you really need?
And there's so many parallels with birth again, right there, right? Just because you say yes to, you know, an induction doesn't mean you can't take stock and reevaluate. Just because you say yes to an OBGYN doesn't mean you can't take stock and reevaluate. So I love that. I did a podcast series earlier this summer, and it was like five things I learned the first year in my business or something like that. And one of them was, is that I had started to create a business that I didn't even like, and I had forgotten to take stock for several months, if not a year. And I think that's probably one of the best pieces of advice you could ever give to like any entrepreneur or mother, honestly, which is, just because you're doing something one way doesn't mean you always have to do it that way. So I love that. I mean, that could be parenting, homeschooling, vaccines, birth, like literally business, everything. So that's very, very cool. Something else that I wanted to mention is, sometimes when I started my entrepreneur journey, I read a lot of books. I was like a consumption, like the master of consumption. So all the webinars, all the books, all the websites, all the email lists, like I signed up for literally everything. And I was taking in so much information that sometimes I forgot to like ask myself, wait, what do I actually want to do? And sometimes it's interesting, and I have to almost like put everything through a lens, because I have a couple like mentors, I guess, that are men and they don't have kids. And I'm like, every single thing that comes out of their mouth needs to go through a lens because I am 100% completely different than them. And so I have to like take a look and just see like, how is this actually work in my life? So for instance, one of them wakes up at 5 a.m. and works like 6 hours straight in a little cubicle with like no windows. And I'm like, first of all, if I'm up until 2 o'clock with my daughter and then up every hour, like I'm not waking up at 5 o'clock, that's not going to be helpful for anyone in the world. And so that's just like one example, but I do my life totally different. And the reason it works is that I'm not looking for like outside validation. Like I find all of the validation within myself. And again, talk about parallels with like motherhood and business, but I don't feel like I have to like subscribe to anyone else's like way of success to find success myself. Whether it's habits or the amount of hours I work, or you know, another one on the flip side of that is there's the whole like, so like one side of it is like set boundaries and wake up early and work really structured. And then the other side of that is like, don't work too much, take days off, don't work 7 days per week, like don't work at nighttime. And also I'm like, screw that. Like if everyone is like, if the baby's asleep and everyone's watching Netflix and just chilling, you better believe I'm pulling out my computer and like doing some copywriting because that's my fun. So it's like, I'm not going to listen to like anybody's advice. I'll take it and I'll put it through my lens. But it's really that taking stock that I think really is going to change anybody who's listening to this. It's going to change your life, is putting everything through your own personal lens of, does this actually work for me? If yes, awesome. If not, okay. And if maybe, cool, let me shift a little bit and make it work for me a little bit better.
Definitely. When I have new doulas that come to me and they're asking, you know, who should I certify with? What should I, you know, what book should I read? I caution them to not rely on a certification to tell them who they are as a doula. Like you can learn all sorts of things. Certifications are great because then you can take insurance, you can help more clients, you know, you can, especially with birth work, go into certain hospitals. Like all of those things are important, but don't let the certification subsede you, who you are, what you bring to the table, what kind of doula you are, or business owner or mother. Don't look for an outside authority to tell you, you know, what you know intrinsically. And so trusting yourself that, you know, your life experience is enough to get you at least started, because you'll continue to get more life experiences. And like you said, we'll continue to take stock and reevaluate and adjust. And as your kids get older, you know, things will change. They'll have different needs. They may need you more. They may need you less. You know, you might move. You know, who knows what will happen, but at least you have your center and you know that you can rely on yourself to make wise decisions. And a lot of mothers, especially, but even fathers that I work with in these families, becoming a parent and advocating for their child is the first time they've ever advocated for themselves at all in their lives. They will just go with whatever anyone tells them, but something inside them, especially when they have this cute, sweet, little, innocent, helpless baby, like it ignites this fire within them to say, you know what, I'm actually going to think about that. I want to think about that. I don't have to say yes right now or no right now, or, you know, just whatever anyone else tells me to do. I'm going to put, like you said, through the lens of me, my life, my kaleidoscope. I'm thinking about it when you were talking of like everyone's kaleidoscope is different. It's sparkly, but there's all of these different shapes and you turn it and it changes. And, you know, I have to look through it that way and then make my decisions. And I think that's important.
I love it. I'm curious kind of how your business evolved, and just like the offers that you have and just your messaging and your flow and like niche, I guess. How did that change since you started? And I would love to hear just like the journey, the evolution, I guess. And then I would love to hear like, what are you working on now? What's going on? What are you working on behind the scenes?
Yeah, absolutely. So in the beginning, I definitely focused on, I don't know how to explain it, more of a hippy dippy natural. You know, I did a lot more ceremonial type work, And I think that my clients appreciate that about me and that I come with that sort of experience. I studied a lot of like ancestral ways of postpartum healing and rituals and really like moving women into the space of motherhood, just like that gentle transition. As my business has grown, I've kind of become more of a mentor to working and single parents in particular. So most of my clients are professionals, lawyers, doctors, that sort of thing. And so they come up with, you know, it's challenging for them to blend both sides of their personality. They love what they do. They spend a lot of schooling and a lot of time and, you know, they don't want to give it up, but they also know that there is a way to have a beautiful home life. It doesn't have to be frazzled. It doesn't have to be contentious. They don't have to be the power boss mom, like Angelica Pickles' mom on Rugrats. I think about her where she just ignored her kids. Like they don't want that either. So I really come in to help them figure out how to balance those things. And so my current offerings, I do a lot of overnight work because I do believe that rest is incredibly important, especially if you're going back to work, you know, outside of the home. So I do that. Daytime support, I come in and help them put structures into place so that they can transition. So getting on that, like I said, that rhythm of life. Knowing kind of what to expect with their babies, their growth patterns, you know, when to freak out, when not to freak out, that sort of thing, setting up their home, helping them find childcare, helping them find other professionals, mental health professionals, lactation consultants, all of the things that you need to have in place so that when you do have to work outside of the home, it can be not seamless, but, you know, as easy as we can make it. And in addition to that, one thing that came up also organically, and I really like to follow, you know, the rabbit as it comes up in my business, is doulas. A lot of them have no business experience and have no idea how to set up a website and are on Instagram, kind of, or on Facebook, kind of. And I really want to encourage them to make their own home, a professional home, online as their own website. And so I learned Squarespace. Again, I research and learn everything. So I took classes and I can whip you up a website. And so I've been offering it to other birth workers like, hey, we can get you online with a basic website so that you have a home that looks professional with your name, with your vibe, so that when you do find a client, you can send them there. I want other doulas to succeed. I want them to be able to have a sustainable business. I want them to know that they can do it, that they don't have to be burned out. That's probably the biggest thing that I see with other doulas, that they take on too much or they don't understand what they need to get a business started. When I first learned about you, that's kind of how I found out about you. That's your message, is that you don't have to be burned out. You don't have to take 1,000 clients. There's ways, and depending on what your niche is, to make it work. So one of the things that I like to do that's a labor of love for me is just at least getting you a website that looks good. Let's start there with your services, with your prices, with your face, all of those things.
I love it. And I especially love it because website design is obviously something I love and I do for myself, but I don't do it for other people because I'm too busy doing other stuff for the people. So I love this, especially for my students who come into our programs and I teach them copywriting, right? I teach them like how to structure their packages. But a lot of them, Ani, are like, okay, I get it. But like the website, I can't figure it out. And mm-hmm. Of course, I have tutorials, but it's so much easier to have like someone actually walk with you and help you and do it with you and for you. So I'm so excited. My students are going to absolutely freak out about this because one, your website's freaking gorgeous. So like that's like the resume in itself is like, I'll post your website in the show notes, but yeah, your website is gorgeous. You know what the heck you're talking about. So what a great offer. I love it. I'm obsessed. I know you're doing more than that. So what else have you been working on?
Yeah. So after my contracts are done, I often have my clients reach out to me. They send me pictures of their babies. I get invited to birthday parties and all of those things. I love that. So I wanted to expand that within my community. So I started a couple of mom groups so that, you know, in the cohort, they can get together, they can meet each other. That's how I started again. I started off as a mom mentor. It was important to me to make it open to everyone, as far as like not a particular religion or a particular style of parenting. I wanted it more for people to look over at the mom next to them and say, oh, you live in my neighborhood. and that goes back to the business aspect of it is, you know, once you get to know your neighbor, your literal neighbor that has a kid that, you know, might be able to help you with childcare, who might be able to pick up your child from this or, you know, come over to the house and hang out. And you just don't know what the possibilities are if you're isolated. And like you said, when you were having your children during COVID, that isolation is the worst. It's really bad. And it's hard to get out of that if you feel like you're alone. So as single parent entrepreneurs, it's really, really important to network. And I mean that in the least skeevy, gross, like networking for some reason for people, they think that's like business and impersonal. And that doesn't mean that. That just means getting to know the people that are around you. So that's really important to me as well.
Oh, I love it. And it's the same when we talk about growing a business. One of the things is like meet more people, start more conversations and have like genuine connection. And I feel like that can be really intimidating for new people because they do feel scammy. And if you feel scammy, it's like shake it off and step away and like figure out what you need to tap into to like genuinely want to meet new people. And it's the exact same online. So if someone here, let's just say you live on an island in Alaska and there's like nobody else around, hell yes, please invite me to come visit you. But also like do the exact same thing online, right? Start conversations and not the scammy ones, like actually meet your new best friends in person or on social media. When people ask me how my business took off so fast, that's it. Like I love people and I formed genuine connections and I didn't want anything from these people. They're like still some of my best friends today. But the thing is, then you become known as the person who loves XYZ. For me, it was birth, obsessed with birth mindset. I never dove into postpartum at all. It was like really just the event of birth. And I became known as like the person who deals with autonomous birth and mindset and all of those real, true friendships and connections, like just expanded like a spider web. And that's just how it grows. So what a great like last little thing to end on, which is like a real takeaway, like meet new people, become friends with new people. And earlier you said something like, don't be scared to talk about what you're doing. And I think that's huge too. And you don't have to do it in a sales way, but like share your passion with other people. And since you're passionate about it, they're going to be able to tap into that and realize like, oh, wow, like Kylie really does love birth. And the next time their other friend or their cousin or whatever gets pregnant, you better believe they're going to say, I know this person named Kylie. She loves birth. You should go follow her, listen to her podcast or whatever it be. So I absolutely love it. Would you let everybody know where they can find you? Let us know your website and then where we can find you on social media.
Absolutely. My website is butterflybirthcare.com and I'm on Instagram only as butterflybirthcare as well.
Amazing. I'll link all of those in the show notes. Well, thank you so much for being here today. I wish I lived just slightly closer to you because I'm only like 3 hours away, but you are very, very cool. You are very inspirational. This was a really fun conversation. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that I'm about to package up another round of goodie bags for all of our podcast listeners. So if you've been a listener for a while, you know what this is. But if you are new here, don't forget to leave a rating and review for our show. You can go to birthburger.com/review and actually submit a screenshot of your rating and review, whether that's Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you submit a screenshot, to birthworker.com/review, I actually package up a little goodie bag, a little goodie envelope, and send it right to your door. Now, you don't have to be in the States to do this either. I know a lot of people assume that you have to, but no, we ship them all over the world, which is so much fun. So if you're new here, definitely don't forget to leave a rating and review and hit subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. All right, I'll see you next week.